Welcome to the second major group of lessons. This one's on reliability program management, and it's in the body of knowledge is Roman numeral 1, section B. And there's a handful of different topics in here, and we'll go through each one in turn. The reliability program is really the big picture of how we organize the activities and tasks that go into making a reliable product or system. It's the set of tools and decision points and so on, and the management control of those things such that we can get the job done. Now, keep in mind that it is a play of both hard and soft skills in working with people and working with the equipment and materials that we have. So there's quite a bit involved. And it's one of the first places we're going to see a relatively long list of terms and definitions. And we're going to go over that very, very quickly and just hit a few high points. But the notion is that you should also be able to find, or you should find with the course, a starter glossary. And so it's where we've captured all as many of the terms we thought were relevant and defined them into one binder. There's plenty of room in that document, though, for you to print it and add your own terminology in terms and phrases and so on that you need to be able to find at a moment's notice. We're also going to look more specifically at the elements of a reliability program. Now, I think of it as there's two layers to this. There's parts that are in the organization that support a reliability project or a specific development project. And then there's those tasks and elements that go into a regular development program or project. So if I'm developing a widget, I may have a set of specific tools and tasks that I'm going to do, but it might be underneath the larger organization's structure of the phase gate review process and our decision-making process and our data collection process and our analysis techniques that we typically use and so on. So we may have a couple different layers, or at least two layers, of elements that are part of a larger organization and support the individual projects that help us develop those reliable projects or programs. We also need to consider risk. In reliability, there's risk of failure, naturally, but there's also financial risk and a bevy of other ones. And when a failure occurs, it's usually comes with some consequences. And we'll take a look at the range that can be involved there. Now, one way that we organize our activities for product development or system development is with a life cycle. And we call it life cycle engineering. And there's different stages or phases that we go through. And it's fairly common in industry. And just a bit of foreshadowing here is that keep in mind that many organizations will, while using the same concepts in phases of their program, may name them very differently. And so we'll take a look at some common naming structures and illustrate how it's a common structure that underlies all of these different programs. We'll also take a look at, a closer look at evaluating designs. As we work with design teams, we generally intuitively know that making changes early in the process is one less expensive and easier to accomplish, and it can have a dramatic effect. Yet, as the program progresses and in each level of the concept to building prototypes to setting up manufacturing lines in the supply chain, is we're going to be asked to evaluate the decisions and the plans to determine where the risks are and what's reliable or not reliable and to make estimates and measurements. But we're also going to be looking very specifically at designs themselves to determine where the risks are and where the reliability issues may lie. So something we're going to have to do all the way along, so we'll mention it here, and we'll bring up many of the tools later in the course. Now, systems engineering and integration, I've mentioned in a previous lesson, is often associated with larger systems and complex systems and systems of systems, and often used in organizations creating equipment for military use. And But you also see it in aerospace and telecommunications and other industries. It's not limited to just military. But it's where the concept really came from, is looking at those various different processes and systems that deliver the functions and how they all fit together. And it also expands to looking at the supply chain and the maintenance and maintenance support structures and systems. And it's really looking at how do we organize that and put it all together. So as you're going through this course, you're going to be learning a lot about different ways of approaching reliability engineering and on the variety of different tools that are in there. So one way to as you're thinking about these tools, it's not that you have to do every one of these things, but do you have a reliability program that supports the appropriate activities such that each one adds value? Are you able to consistently create reliable solutions for your customers? And that'd be one way of answering this question, is if you had a viable program. In the next one, we're going to dive into a bit of the terminology, and we'll not cover every single tool or every single term, but just some of the highlights of that area.